So just before going a little weiter, what I want to discuss today really is just the one single shear, you saw the Maamar Komitz Hope, which we'll do that, the question of Hargosha Belo Dam in one shear. But just before I do that, I want to kind of tie up, just so everyone's clear. I don't know if I made everything very clear at the end in terms of the situation of the bigger issue of Dam Belo Hargosha. Okay, so again, just to go very quickly, I mean, just to be quick, very quick review, just make sure I have everything clear. Okay, we know that there's Gzeres HaKosev, right? That it says, Domya V'toba Vivsara, Vivsara. The Shmuel has a drasha, Hai Vivsara, to teach us that even if it's, well, we have two things. We learn even if it's still inside the Basad in Gamakya, we spoke about that. But Vivsara is Ad Shetargish Vivsara. So the Gzeres HaKosev. Okay, you need a Hargosha for a woman to become a Nida Midoraisa. The Chakir we discussed the last couple of days was, is the purpose of the Hargosha simply as a means of informing us or letting us know? Is the purpose of the Hargosha simply as a means of making sure or informing us for sure that the Dam came from her Mokar? Is that what it is? Or is there an independent, so to speak, an independent positive requirement to have a Hargosha, without which it would be Ma'akev or becoming a Nida, the Rice. That's the different ways we looked at it. We saw different Rishonim, we saw Ramban, who seemed to say the latter, that you need to have both, you know, know the Dams from her and have a Hargosha. And we mentioned that Tosfos read, and others might disagree. Okay. And, different ways to go. I'm not going over it all again. And the Nafkamin would be, that's what that Shuvah that I showed you from the Maram Lublin that was written to the Shalah Kaddish. So that was the question. What if we know, and others discussed it also, what if we know for sure that the Dam came from her? If somebody asked him for sure that the Dam came from her and she had no Hargosha. Okay, and that's a big Nafkamin, obviously, for practical reasons, because, you know, will tell us whether Hargosha, the Dam, is the Raisa, the Rabbanon. Again, we saw the Shach yesterday at the beginning of our Siman, Kuf Pegimel, who said that everybody agrees, even though you need a Hargosha, that's just to be needed the Raisa, but the Rabbanon for sure. The question is, if she has a Hargosha without, Dam without an Hargosha, so that's a question, is it the Raisa or the Rabbanon? If we know for sure, some other means of ascertaining for sure that the Dam flowed from her, so then it could be, she'd be a Nida Daraisa without the Hargosha. And if you say, no, you need the Hargosha, so she wouldn't be a Daraisa, right? I mean, that was the Nafkamina, okay, that we mentioned. The thing is that we mentioned nowadays, I'm just summarizing, because I want to make sure we had 2 days, a lot of different sheets, so to tie everything together. The question is, nowadays, when women claim they don't really feel any Hargosha, so we saw there are Hashulchan, you know, who says that maybe some feel it, and say, you know, and I'm not going over again, we also have three different definitions of Hargosha is, but whatever that definition of Hargosha is, okay, many women, say they don't feel anything, but they don't really, they're Hashulchan, they don't really know what they're talking about, meaning not that they're lying, but they don't know that that's necessarily a Hargosha. Okay, and we suggested that Shefla says because women are more active today, and so on, so they don't feel things in that part of the body the same way. And the Rosh Hashanah and Tshuva, about it and so on. And la halacha, we assume that women are nidos deraisa nowadays, for sure, despite the fact that they may not have, quote-unquote, felt any hargosha. We consider them to be nida deraisa even in the absence of a hargosha. The other issue that was relevant to this matter, though, was the question of the gzera d'rabbanan, gzera on ksamim, which, of course, we'll talk about at greater length, okay? The Gemara tells us that if a woman sees Dam without any Hargosha, but she's not any the Doraisa, but she still needs the Rabbanan. Okay? And we assume, again, we assume halacha that the Dinar Kesem are the Rabbanan, and the Hargosha is needed for Nida Doraisa. That's what we're going to assume. We mentioned that, again, some hold that a Rias Dam without Hargosha can create Nida Doraisa, but that's not the widely accepted view. Again, to clarify, the widely accepted view is that you need to have a Hargosha. And again, today we consider them deraisa because we assume there was Hargosha, not, you know, but you need to have a Hargosha. The question is, what was the reason, so to speak, behind this gzera on Ksamim? Okay, so we saw Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and other Rishonim. One opinion was that the Chachamim were choshish that there was a Hargosha, but she didn't perceive it; it was masked by something else, and so on. And then other Rishonim said, no, even if we know for sure that there was no Hargosha. Nevertheless, the Chachamim simply basically did away with the requirement for Hargosha and established that the din of Nida Darabonah and the Kesem, even without any Hargosha. Right? Those are the two ways we had that, right? Those are the two ways to understand what they did. Was it were Choshish attack? It was Hargosha, just that she failed to perceive it for some reason or another. Or do we say no? Even if we knew for certain, she absolutely positive there was no Hargosha, she was paying close attention, everything else. But nevertheless, the Chachamim, in effect, did away with the requirement for Hargosha on a Drabbana level, even though the Raisa need Hargosha, we need the Raisa, but we need the Drabbana, you don't, and they establish this din of need the Drabbana based upon finding just a Kesef. And again, the question is, some of these lines nowadays are blurred for the simple reason, as we said, the women don't really feel the Hargosha, yet we're not going to say all women today are going to be in the status of need the Drabbana because they didn't have Hargosha. So, it's a little difficult. Again, the lines, as I said, are somewhat blurred, okay? Generally, I think I said this the other day, and this will wrap this up. We assume that if a woman had her regular, normal period, we assume that there was a Hargosha, she's a Nida Daraisa, okay? With our Hashulchan's way, she didn't know what she felt, or maybe it was masked by something else, but we assume halacha, a woman who has a regular period nowadays, I'm talking about, whether she actually felt something or she doesn't think she felt something, whatever, a regular period, we assume that there was a hargosha. Okay?
She's a regular period, la fuke, birth control?
Oh, so yeah, that's the issue when we have medicine. We'll get to that in 2 seconds, I'll just mention. Okay? Also, whenever there is a sort of a flow of dam, a real regular flow of dam, even if it's not the time of regular period, but it's a normal type of flow that she has when she has a menstrual flow, we're also going to assume that she's an either or Isa today. However, when it's not a stream or a normal menstrual flow, just staining, so that's when we bring in the issue of kesem. And again, it's a little bit gray. How do we have mechalek between a flow and just a spotting? Okay. So again, normally speaking, when we get to periods, her case closed, right? I mean, normally a woman gets a period, so she becomes a nida daraisa, okay? And sometimes she also sees a small spot. That's also case closed because it's not a normal flow. There was no stream of blood at all. Just found something on her undergarment or something like that, on a bed or something. So that's also a spot. So that's a nida rabbana. Those are the two extremes that are simple to understand. But the question is, as you just said, what if a woman is on medication, some kind of pills, we're nursing, okay, she may never have any hargosha. So then the question is, is this a flow or a stain? Is it a light flow? Is it a heavy type of stain? And, you have to figure out within those cases, usually we try and we tend to be more machmir. Those are the cases that Rabbanim have to deal with, really. What does she feel? Did she feel like she felt like she was getting her period and so on? And the issue, of course, with birth control and other types of pills, which all she gets is a stain. Sometimes it's all she gets in a time when she's not on the pill and so on and so forth, and she doesn't really have any kind of flow at all. But there's some rabbanim who say, okay, but that right now is her normal period. Right? For her, that's normal. That is a regular period. So that's a big discussion, and you have to figure out. I mean, maybe we'll come back to that, but that's not so simple. Okay? But anyway, we're dealing with this initial deraisa. Yeah.
When you say that, we ask if a woman is when it comes to a rabbi determining whether it's daraista or derabanan, yeah, right, based off of whether she feels she felt her period coming, is that like, do you mean like the no de Yehuda that
if we accept, again, many achronim or most accept the no de Yehuda, that is one form of hargosha, feeling zivas davarlach. Yeah, some sova didn't accept it, but I think it's pretty much accepted that is enough for hargosha. Pretty much accepted. Okay, so anyway, I hope that I just wanted to try. Wrap everything up. I mean, I didn't say anything new. We had all this, but that kind of ties it together. And again, one of the questions the woman have to ask is what type of stain did she have? Was it more of a heavy flow, more similar to her period? Then we'll lean towards the machmir. If it's just spotting, then we'll lean to. And again, the big difference between Drabbana and Darais, of course, is that we have a number of kulas. We have a number of kulas that apply to Ksam and Drabbana. It wouldn't apply, obviously, if she had a hargosha. The first question is, does she have a hargosha? Some women do, whatever. And Joseph, your point is correct. In other words, we'll assume even if Ziva Davidlach, she felt some kind of moisture and so on. It's okay. So we'll consider that to be a hargosha. The whole idea was that the kula of the kesem, it's bechlal, we'll talk when it comes to ksamim later on, but bechlal, it's a funny kula nowadays. And it's a good, in the olden days, the days of the Gemara and so on, the homes were, there were bugs in the house. It wasn't like today, we're so sanitized, we're comparatively very sanitized. The bed sheets sometimes had stains, so the bugs that got squashed while you were sleeping, bed bugs that now. You know, a couple of years ago, I remember the big thing with bed bugs in hotels and so on and so forth. So we had it in my house. My wife freaked out. You know, we had to get all the things, and she bought these special types of sheets and so on that zip shut to keep them out. But it happens sometimes. So the question is, we have to assume that the dam is there because she's in either. We can assume it's something else. So it's just a spot. We'll talk when it comes to summon. And we're the right to be Mako, okay?
Is that the only
Nafkin or Malaysia? Something? We can be told that the whole din of Ksum, we'll talk about it clear. It can be told that something else. But the question is, did she have our Gosha? The other question is, how much does she see? We still wait 7 days. Pretty much, yeah. Okay. All right, so that was just, as I said, an overview just to finish up the sugi. What I want to kind of end up with today, to type this matter of Hargosha, Be'ez Hashem, they'll talk about that today. Tomorrow, I'll talk about what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Aleph, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that there's no difference in a married woman or not married woman. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And we should be able to get through those two things today. Tomorrow, and Thursday, Be'ez Hashem, I'll say something about the Chubri of Kippur. The question is, what if you have the opposite? What if a woman has a hargosha, okay, has a hargosha, but doesn't find any dam? Right. So now, what role does the hargosha play, so to speak? In other words, she has a hargosha, but she didn't find any dam. So for this, we have to look back in the Gemara that we actually saw referred to on Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara is on Daf Yud Daram and Aleph. Yud Daram and Aleph. Beginning of the Masechta. The Mishnah. Now, it's clear from earlier that the topic here is a woman who is Osekes Petaris. Okay, again, she's working with things in the Tahar, and it's an issue of Tum and Tahar. That's the background. And we saw this already, but we'll go over it again. Derech Benos Yisrael, Misham Shos Bishnei Edim. The practice of the Benos Yisrael is proper to use two Edim. Again, Edim meaning the cloth, either was from the word Edus testimony, or an Ed was some type of a Shmata, whatever. Well, we had different definitions the other day. I showed you that the other day, right? Yeah, okay. So, Derech Benos Yisrael, Misham Shos Bishnei Edim, Echad Lo, Echad Lo. Okay, one for him, one for her. Tznuos, Misachna Shlishi, Lasakan Sabayas. Okay, Tznuos would have a third one. Okay, let's see Rashi. Neither Yadal, but I'll two. We'll go back and forth. Echad lo, Echad lo, Lekanach after Tashmish. Right, to clean themselves up and inspect themselves, examine themselves after having Tashmish. Okay, and the Chiddush, by the way, because of this, because we really mentioned earlier, the Chiddush here that he has to have one also. Okay, and again, it's not our issue, that's a local issue in that mission, but the chiddush is that there's one for the woman also. One for the man, I mean, also. Then it says, Vatznuos, they would have a third one, Lesaka de Sabayis, Rashi to the Lashon Sayyor, right? Klomar, Livdok Lifne Tashmish, Ulahachin Atzmul Abaylo. Okay, she would examine herself beforehand as well, okay, to prepare herself for having to be with her husband. Then Huad de Lachol, Hashem Kanan Parakama, the Fidalab, Uvishoah, Shioveris, Hashamish Besa. Well, it sounds from an earlier, Rashi points out, it sounds from an earlier statement that this is true of all women. Why are they identified here? Why is this identified here? Dafka is a practice of tznuos. Well, the Dafka tznuos, from Rashi Parakam, tznuos, ad shebodekas, ad shebodekas, ba'luf meitash. Okay, I don't know why that happened, but okay, I'm still being recorded. Maybe I hit something, I'm not sure, sorry. Rashi says that the tzuos would have a brand new cloth every single time, right? Age of Odekas, Balithni Tashmish, Odekas, Balithni Tashmish Acher. The cloth that she used to examine herself before in Tashmish this time, even if she didn't find anything on it, it was a different one anyway. Okay, that's not our issue particularly. So, all right, so they have these different cloths, they have to check themselves. So, let's go back to the Gemara now, the Mishnah, Yudam and Aleph, top line of one. Nimsa al Shalo, right? If afterwards they find Dam on the eight on the cloth that he used, Nimsa al Shalo, this is Mishnah Yudam and Aleph, Temeim, Bechayav and Karban. Okay, they're Temeim, they're both Tami. Okay, Rashi explains. Shnehem Tumas Shiva, they both are Tami for 7 days. Okay, right? He, because she's in either, okay, which is either. And him, Kedim Bol, neither, because obviously, was Shogay, I mean, he didn't know she was in either, but obviously he just had a beer with an either. But and Bol Nida becomes Tamei for 7 days too. Remember that pasuk in the Ksim, Usehi Nidasa Allah. Remember we had in the beginning that he, that a Bol Nida, her status of Nidus is transferred to him. Remember that? We had a question, does he pick up where she left off? In other words, does he pick up, you know, the third day or something? Okay, not. No, seven. But anyway, here, so that's what he's saying, Tamei. Tamei is Shiva. Her, she because she's a Nida, and him because there's a Bol Nida. Okay, good. But that, so and Chayav a carbon, have to be a carbon because he was born neither, but Bishogi. Alright. Nimsa al Shelah, alright, however, if the dam was found on hers, so now it depends when you on her cloth, which she examined herself, now it depends when you found it. Osyom, which means immediately, as Rashi says, Biyad La Harbila, okay, she found it right away. Then again, Tmeim, Bahayav a carbon, because obviously she checked herself immediately after Tashmish. That means she was a neither when she had Tashmish. So again, it was she's Tommy because she's she's a nida, and he's talking because of the ball nida, and after being carbon, all right? But nimsal shalola achar zman. But if she found it on her stuff later on, as Rashi says, la'achar osyom, later than immediate. A discussion of how immediate is immediate, and not so much important for us at the moment. The details we found it later on. Tmeim is suffik, shneim shivil yamim. Umi yatuma suffik who lislos avalo lisrof. That's a truma question. You have to burn the truma, okay? Because Why is that this is the case? Because maybe she became a nida only after the Gemara Tashmish. There was a period of time in between the finishing Tashmish, and by the time she checked herself, an hour later, whatever it is, it wasn't Osiyom, it wasn't immediately. So maybe she talked to his person, and she became a nida afterwards. So we don't know that she was talking nida when he was with her. Maybe not. If they checked immediately, so obviously he was just with her. But if she, you know, obviously the it could be, the dam could be for a period that started after the Tashmish. And the later on, the more time that passed, you know, between the finishing Bia and her finding the dam, the more likely it is it's not from the, you know, the more likely in terms of odds, you know, the more likely is that it came afterwards, right? The more time that passes, the more likely it's not from there. So, not from her. Not from her when he was with her. When he was with her. Okay, so then, Tmei Misofik, Tumana Korban. Ezeu acher zman, kadesh teir benamita v'tadeh panel. Okay, there's enough time to come down and wash yourself. Panel means it's luxury. Second, it means part of the lower part of her, that part of her body. Clean yourself out. Okay, now the achar kach, and later than that, more than that, mitama me'is la'is. Okay, more than that, if it's even later than that, so then it was kol yosim asher zeh acher who's there. Okay, sure, it's later. So then. She's Metame Islay, she's not Metame Isbola, and so on. Kiva says he is, Machokas, okay. We don't need to go into all those details now. Tumah Islay is Taurus and Adam, etc. Going back to laws of Tumah, which are not our issues. So some Achonim wonder, looking at Rashi again closely now, La'achar Zman, okay? If the Dam was found on her, La'achar Osyom, meaning later than immediately, Timayim Misofik, Shneim Shivas Yom, the Tumah Misofik. So suddenly Achonim are bothered. What's the kasha? What do you mean, Tmeim Misofik? She's not a Suffolk. Right? She's an either. Right? I mean, either she became an either when he was sleeping with her, or she became an either later. But either way, she's not Tmeim Misofik. Right? And that's the question. Okay? The Baal is Tmeim Misofik, because we don't know. Was he born either Taka because she became an either while he was with her? Or no, it happened afterwards. There was some time that passed in between. Okay, so he's Misofik. But Rashi's a little funny. He says, Tmeim Misofik, they're both going in. She's no Suffolk. She's definitely an either. Okay, the only question was when, but she's not Tmeim Misofik. Right, that's the question. Because even if she's even if it happened after Tashmish, it's still an either. So source number three was not printed on the page, or you can write it in and put it in the Mishnah Chrona. The Mishnah Chrona, the commentary on the Mishnah is on that Mishnah in Nida. It's Parag Beis, Mishnah Beis. So the commentary of the Mishnah Chrona, again, it's not in the database. That's how it's printed. But you can look it up. The Mishnah Chrona is bothered by this. And he says, don't get excited. There were maskers talking to me and Misofik. I did the Gabbat Tumas Vada, the Rasha, Tani Tame, and Tani Nami, Hacha Tame and Misofik. I forgot the Bidido, Lekha Sofik, the Hashna, Mia Chazi Vada. He says, it's just sort of like Agav, you know, at the beginning of the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, it says, they're both Vada, Tameim. Right, if she found the stain on her cloth immediately after Tashmish, so they're both Vadai Tmeim, she because she's a Nida and he because of Bol Nida. So therefore, the Sefer, it also says, Tmeim, Rashi says, Tmeim Misafik. Okay? Tmeim Misafik. But it's not, you know, you're right, she's not a Safik. She's a Bara. Just to, you know, the Hash to be a Chazoit Bara. She definitely saw something, right? That's the first answer the Mishnah Rishon is. You understand Akasha, right? And if they found Dam on the woman's cloth even later, why are they both Tmeim Misafik? She's still there. There's no Safik on her. Okay? The answer is, he says, Love Dafka. Since the first part of the Mishnah says Tmeim Bitaris Badai, so the second part says Tmeim Bitaris Safik. It's not that, you know, even though it's not true of her, she's talking to Tmeim Safik, Tmeim Badai as well. And then he says in the Teretz, another Teretz, Efshel, the Gabi Dido, Nami Shach Safik Lamafre Bitaris, Shanoga Mishas Tashvish. Okay? Maybe also with her, there's a Safik in terms of Taris that she touched before, in between the time of the Tashmish. So there's some Suffolk with her also in terms of Din to a Tara. Okay. Rekiva Eger, there on the Rashi, and that Rashi, needed Davral, four, has the same problem. He says, after Lagabe Dido, Leka Suffolk, the Avada Migufahi, even though with her there's no Suffolk, right? So what is it, turning Suffolk? So this is what he says. Kevan, going back to our problem we talked about the last couple of days. Kevan dim ato rosa havishalo behargosha. The Tmeir Rachmi Rabbana. At least aliba to those who say you must have a hargosha. We know the dam came from her. No question about that. But according to those who hold that they require to have hargosha, so there was no hargosha. So it's also only suffered by her. Okay, it's only suffered by her. Okay, because it's only Darbonim. There's no Hargosha. Have a show go to Tmei Rakmi Darbonim. Have a half Kimel Tumas Kesem. Have a Suffolk Tummy. Right? That's what he says. But even though the Dam was Vadim Gufa, okay, she saw that Hargosha. So Tumas only Darbonim. And therefore, she's Suffolk Tummy, selling Suffolk Tummy because Hargosha is required with their Isa. And then we come back to our question. Was there Hargosha? That's the Suffolk. Okay, that's a side point, just for what we were saying before. But in any event, the Gemara that we saw, this Sugya on Yud Dalet was brought in the Gemara regarding Hargosha on the Zion, right? And that was one of the Tashmas. Remember, let's look, I printed it again, source 5. This the Gemara that we just spelled out now was brought on Daf Nun Zion as one of the challenges to the rule of Shmuel. So let's see the sign. That's what Rekiv Eger is referring to, right? The Toshma, the Nun Zion base, 5. Toshma, Nimtzal Shalo, Tmein Rechaim Karvin, Nimtzal Shalo, Osiom, Tmein Rechaim Karvin, Nimtzal Shalo, Achazma, Tmein Rechafik, Uptum Rechaim Hechadami. That the Gemara is, Idar Gisha, Achazma, Namai Ptum Rechafik. Right? If she had a Hargosha, well, why? At the time she had a Hargosha, so what's the difference when they found the dam? She had a real dam. And it was Argosha, so why is any suffering? El lav de lower gisha, but uksani nimtzal shalom asyom tmein rechayim karvin. So if you tell me how she's about to have a Argosha, so it teaches that she's tummy. So you know she's tummy, right? That teaches you need the Argosha. So lo, el lav de lower gisha, right? That challenges Shmuel's rule. Shmuel says you have to have Argosha. So el lav de lower gisha. And yet she's still they're still chayv carbon. They're still tummy. Why? According to Shmuel, they didn't have Argosha. So lo, dear Gisha, she did have Argosha. Aim Argosha Shamashai. That's the since there was a possible Argosha, so there's only a suffering. And that's what Kiv Eger means in his commentary on Yud Dalet now. He's saying that's why it's only the Darbonah. That's a suffering. That's a suffering. Because maybe it was Argosha Shamash. Okay. So keep that for the moment in the back of your head, that Gemara. We'll tie it together. We're going to get to today in a moment. There's one other important Gemara to look at, and that is on Tes Zion of an Aleph. Need the Tes Zion of an Aleph. Tes Zion of an Aleph. This is the subject of Bez Hashem. I said I want to finish this couple of things this week. And Bez Hashem, the Sukkahs, we will start with the Vestas, okay, which is a big subject, an important subject, obviously. To find for the moment, what is a Vestas? Or some people pronounce it Vest. Okay, where is it pronounced it Vestas? Okay. The Vestas is the time where a woman expects to see Dam. The normal time she expects her menstrual period. Okay, most women know more or less a steady cycle, more or less around they know when it is. That's called the Vestas, right? The Vestas is the time where a woman expects to see Dam. And during that time, she's supposed to examine herself, the bedikas, to see if she got her period at the time she expected it, and, you know, before she moved her husband, right? So, right, that's the din of Vestas, right? Well, the Vesis is a time. The din is that the Vesis, the woman should do bedikas, you know, to see whether she actually got her period. She's expecting it now, so she should be bodik herself. So the Gemara asks on the Tezan Aleph 6, boy, the name of Nachman, Vestus Doraisa or Darbonan? Okay, this obligation to, you know, the obligation to suspect or be, you know, to suspect the onset of her period. Right? Does she anticipate? Okay, this idea of anticipating the onset of her period, okay, which generates a chiv bedika, is that Doraisa or Darbonan? That's a big subject. We'll talk about it, but it's on a simple level now. Is it Doraisa or Darbonan? Look at Rashi 7. Vestus Doraisa or Darbonan. How the Kamalon, the boy bedika b'shas Vesta. Okay, Doraisa he? You know, would we say that this is a chi of Doraisa to do this bedika? Such that deem lo bodka tamea, then we'll have to assume that she got her periods. If she didn't do a bedika, if she did a bedika and she saw she's clean, okay. So she obviously, she was expecting her period now. It didn't come. Okay, so it didn't come. But if we assume that Vestas are the Vestas, and for our purpose again today, the bedikas are Doraisa, if the bedikas are Doraisa and she didn't do the bedika, so that means, does that mean we should assume that Taka, she got her period, okay? And Bafilo Bodka Achazman Umitsasa Tahora, even if later on she checked out and she saw that it was clean, nevertheless, it'll be Choshish that she's a Nida. Next phrase is two ways to pronounce it. The Oreach Bismano Ba, the guest, in this case, her period, right? The guest comes at an expected time. This may or may not be an unwanted guest, but to get Oreach, or some people say Orach. You know, like, Odal Yos Lusara, Orach Kanoshim. Or means her, no, Orach Kanoshim, the period. So the two different ways to pronounce that phrase, which comes up a lot. Oreach bizman obo, orach bizman obo. Either way, it's the same thing. Okay? The if you hold Vestus Doraisa, then the assumption is that she got her period, okay, when she was supposed to, because she didn't do a bedika. Is that what it means? Okay? And what eyes? So how come she didn't see anything?
I think your Shusha Fransky is waiting to be let into shiur.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're right. Thank you. Not long, like they usually I try and glance, but okay. I'm sorry, I didn't see what they were waiting on. Sure. Okay. Anyway, right now. Okay. So So where was I? So again, so on source 6, I need a tesanim and olive. So just explaining the issue. Okay. And Rashi spelling it out. If it's Doraisa, if the Vestas is Doraisa, we require bedika with Doraisa. Okay. She didn't do bedika. So we have to assume she got her period anyway. Oreach or Orach, either pronunciation is correct. Oreach is not above. Orach is not above. And what happened to the dam? So the dam chazir, not full of kaka. Right? The dam discharged, and she didn't see it. It landed on the street, or you know, whatever she was sitting on. She didn't notice it. And it definitely happened, she just didn't notice it. Okay? I have to assume there was blood. She didn't see it. It landed on the ground. Okay? Because we have to assume that the period comes at the proper time. That's if it's Doraisa. But or do we say no, it's Darbonan? This is the Gemara's kasha, right? This is Boimin of Nachman versus Doraisa Darbonan. If it's Darbonan, okay, the whole thing's only Darbonan. Rabbonan who did Shrichu. Rabbonan requires, if low Bodka, she didn't do the Bedika, she was supposed to, but she didn't do the Bedika, so we have no, and she didn't see it down that we know of, so then she's Torah. That's the question. Okay, if it's Darbonan, she didn't check, so she was supposed to, good, okay, she didn't check, she didn't do what Darbonan said she should do. But we have no reason to assume that she's smeared. We don't have to assume that any dam was discharged and just didn't notice it. Well, if it's Doraisa, maybe we'd have to assume that. Okay, that the Torah is telling us, you better check. We didn't check. We have to assume that she's an either. Hashanah comes only Darbonah. That was the Gemara's kasha. Okay, that is the Gemara's question. Not a kasha, a question. Boimin Erev Nachman. Okay, the Gemara is Sheila, really. Okay, Boimin Erev Nachman, Vestus Doraisa Darbonah. I mean, just as a side point, we usually say kasha is a question, but truthfully, Akashi really means when it's a stira, you know, they're raising a contradiction, right? And Gemara, you have different types of questions that are asked. Sometimes we have questions which are just a search for information, or the word says Menahem Mili, but that's not Akasha. Okay, Menahem Mili, or you know, you know, or that type of question. That's a question where I just want information. So here also, that's the drive to the Rabbana. Kasha really implies more of a sort of a steer, a challenge, a top question, a challenge question. Okay, anyway, so that's the Gemara B. And so, what does the Gemara say? Amar Lahu, so that was Boy Menei Rav Nachman, let's read again at 6. Boy Menei Rav Nachman, best of the rise of the Rabbana. Amar Lahu, me the Amar Huna Chavrin, Mishmei Derach, since our friend of Huna, my colleague Huna, he called him Huna, contemporary. Since my friend, my colleague Huna, said in the name of Rab, Isha Sheyesh Lo Vesas, Vigia Shas Vesta, Below Bodka. Okay, a woman who had expected her period, she anticipating her period. That was the Vesas means. Vigia Shas Vesta, at that time, she was anticipating her period coming, she didn't do Bodika. Ulubasof Rasa, okay. Later on, she did a bedika. Okay, she and saw, found them. Hosheshes levesta, the hosheshes leriosa. Okay, hoshesh levesta means that were hoshesh that she actually saw at the time of the vessels, and also that she's seeing again now. We'll get back to that in a second. But alma vessels deraisa. Okay, so you see from this case, the first answer is the Rav Nachman answers the name of his colleague Rav Huna. He says, you see the verses Doraisa. Now let's see Rashi. Below so for also the Vedika Rishona, Shabodka Atzmala Achazmano Matosa Tmeya. Like the first Vedika that she did, she found herself Tommy. So what's the right? She did a Vedika. She didn't do it at the right time. She didn't do it when she was supposed to do it. Okay. And now she found herself Tommy. All right. So now we say, Hoshesh is Levesta, Hoshesh Loyosa. Next Rashi. Imzvan Vesta Kodem Eisle Shoyosa. Metamin Tahora's the Vesta of Ela. Dilma Bismano Bo, or Taka Hoshesh, that even if it was more than 24 hours before, since she her expected period, now she checks and says she's Tommy. So we have to go back and we're Tommy things from before. Dilma Bismano Bo. Okay. We may slay show you also Kodom Vesta, the Loshosa, Bishas Vesta, Ades May slay, Azina Bosaria. That's a Rashi. As Lina Basaria, Utmei Meis Leis. But you don't have to go more than Meis Leis if it's within the Meis Leis of a time of expected verses. You only have to go from the Re'ia forward. Okay, because that's considered the same slot, the same time slot. Because Sal Kadat and the Word in Nami in Bodko Mitzosa Tahoru, the Choshet. Now, that's not our case. It's important to stress the Rav Huna's answer was the case of where she actually did a bedika and found them. But what if she did a bedika? I'm sorry, she didn't do it right. She didn't do that case is she didn't do the bedika at the time she was supposed to do it, at the time of her vessels. She did the bedika later and found them. Yeah? In other words, that's the case. She did the bedika later and found them, right? So now the question is, we're Matami her on both ends, okay? But depending on when exactly the Meis Leis, again, those details are not important to me because that's not our case. Our case is what if she did a Bedika and didn't find out? That doesn't say that, Beferish. It doesn't say that. But Rashi says, the Kasal Kadaita, the end of Rashi, the important Rashi, the Rashi Choshesh, the Kasal Kadaita, the Huad Din Nami, in Bodkum and Tosa Tahora, but still Choshesh is Levesta. Okay? You understand? In other words, the case of the Gemara is not exactly the case we were looking at. The case in the Gemara is where she did it. She didn't do the bedika at the time of the Vesas. She did a bedika X amount of time later and found out. So says the Gemara, we have to be choshesh what for that she already had it at the time of Vesas. Orech or Orech bismara Orech bismara Ba. Okay, and we've been tamei there and the Shasriya. Rashi says it's matter 24 hours. It was a different way of learning the Gemara, but either way, the Rashi says we assume the same thing. That even if she did a bedika and didn't find dam, we're still going to assume that there was that she had a dam and that she had a re at the time of her vessel, just didn't notice it. Right, it spilled onto the ground, whatever happened to it. Right? Look again, the key word in Rashi, the Kasal Kadavid Nahua did Nami in Bodko Matasa Tahor the Khajavesa. Aye, but why did the Gemara only mention that one case, that case? Bodanakan Ross and Mishum de Boyle Member Choshesh Lariyasa to bring this other din of Choshesh Lariyasa as well as Choshesh Lavesta. Obviously, there's no choshesh for Yosef. She found that she was clean. Okay, All right. Yeah. So that's the that's this Gemara with Rashi. So it teaches us, like for the case of this, we're trying to solve the problem over there, is that it teaches us that vestas are deraisa. Okay. Now, yeah. The just a moment. Yeah. So, however, the Gemara continues. The Gemara continues. That was all Rav Huna's opinion. Look back now at the Tezayim Aleph in the Gemara. Ikadamri, the end of the six. Ikadamri, Hocha Karmelay. Taima Derasa. Halorasa Ein Choshishin. Others disagree. They say, no, that's only in that case are we Choshish. Okay, because she actually found herself when she did a bedikah, she found that she had done. But halorasa, but if she wouldn't, then ein choshishin. So alma vesa tarbona, right? So that, there's no proof for that Gemara. All right. So that's Rashi now. Go back to the end of seven. Last Rashi. Time of the rasa. The cave under the bedikah rishonim and tzasa tmei vodkanam mishas vesta have mishkacha. There we'll assume since she found that she was I need to know, right? So we'll assume that the time of Vesta is when it started. Right? But if she found nothing, then no. All right? So that Gemara is inconclusive about that question. That the Rashi says at the end of the previous, the Kasalka Daita from the statement of Huna, that either way, whether she even if she found herself that she was clean out, we still should be, if the Vesta is right, so we'll still consider that she had the period of the time of her expected Vesta. But she can according to the second, if she found herself clean, then we don't have to assume that there was anything Mishas Vesta. Okay, that's the Gemara. So I printed out again local issues. The Tosas on the Tezam Aleph, Dear Maschal Alma Vestas Deraisa. Okay, the issue is with it's a suffix. Okay, and it assumes in Taurus and other things, Taurus and then Lubailo. Or did that upslug account if you haven't? So I don't go and take it. Look it over. I also printed the Ritva has a different interpretation on the Tezam Aleph 9. Choshesh Levesa Hoshel. We also appear Choshesh Hashem Arosa Nam Biyom Vesta. The Alpha Misha Borch Asma Achshem Atzator. Mishum the Sover Vesta Doraisa, as we explained. Right? Choshesh is Luriosa. He Borch Asma Achshem. It's a Tome. The Osmona Yemedi Dos Mayom. That's what he says. It's Choshesh Levesta that it was done. That the days don't start till now. That's how the Chumra do that way. Okay. All right. So, but that's the issue. So, keep that in your head now as we look at the question that I want to focus on now. If she had a Hargosha without any Dam. Because, again, this is talking about a case where we assume that obviously, you know, she, in other words, let's go back a step. All right. According to the view that Oreach Mizman Oba, so we have to assume if she didn't check herself, if we didn't check herself, then we still have to say that she's an Edom because if she, let's assume Besa Taraisa for the moment. So if she didn't check herself, we still assume that it was Dam, it's just that landed on the ground, she couldn't see it. Okay? But obviously, there must have been a Hargosha, otherwise, what are we talking about? So that really is a case of Hargosha below Dam. Right, the case in that Gemara, Tezayin, is Hargosha below that. She must have had Hargosha. We didn't have Hargosha, what are we talking about? Right? You need a Hargosha. So she must have had a Hargosha. So this is like the, leads us into the question of Hargosha below that. You follow how that flows, what I just said? Right, that sugya really adds up to being a case of Hargosha below that. Right, she was expecting her period of this and this time. The machokas is the raisa, the bottom, but if you assume Vestas the raisa, she's required to the bedika. And if she didn't, and we assume even if she did later and found herself clean, but that there was still a Riyas Dam before, that Riyas Dam obviously wasn't accomplished by Hargosha, right? You know, so it's a case of Hargosha below that. So on this question, whether you can logically get that from that Gemara or not, remember, the Gemara didn't discuss the case specifically. Remember, the Gemara only discussed the case where in Vestas Deraisa, the Gemara only discussed the case where she had Dam later on. So it wasn't a case of Hargosha below Dam, because there was Dam, but she expected herself. She didn't expect herself right away, but she examined herself later. It's according to that view. So the question is, where does this I want to say, in the case of the Gemara, it does not mention our matter of Hargosha Melodam. The Gemara only mentioned that there was, you know, that there was Dam, that she found Dam later, right? They found Dam later. So the question is, what if Tafa she never found the Dam? That's what we're looking at now. Hargosha below Dam. So the Trumas Hadeshin, we saw this tshuva already, but now we'll look at it in a little more detail, a little more closely. The Trumas Hadeshin is in Sin Reish Mem Vav. Sheila. Isha Shergisha Ba'atzma Sheniftach Mekara Lahotzi Dam. She felt the Hargosha. Good. Whatever the Hargosha was, she felt her uterus opening. Excellent. V'holcho Bodka Atzatzma Miyad. Okay, and she went and she did an internal examination right in the spot. She felt the Hargosha. But she found, she didn't find any red. It was a whitish color, not completely white, but, you know, grayish white, whatever, like dust or something like that. So she talked did it, but he didn't find any dam. That's important for us. She found this other type of discharge, some other type of liquid, moisture, but she didn't find any dam. So that's really the question. Our gosha below dam. So, yesh latari yishalo is to the deshim. I mean, what's this? She felt her mucker open. She checked herself, and the stuff she found on her cloth was not dam. So she tamei or not. So says the translation is that we consider a tamei based on the hargosha alone. Tamar benidah not yesh l'tamos. The tamos tell you the tamar achar shahari gisha shahari gisha. Okay. He discusses it and he says and he brings up these gemaras. That's why I mentioned it to you. Alright, if she felt the hargosha and did a medika, that's our case. The hargisha, ishta, the hargisha, ubodka harkav lo motzes aklum. Okay, yesh latama. The vada yotza tipas dam kechayim v'niskanei achamimo. Because if there was hargosha, that means something came out. She didn't find it. She didn't see it. It landed on the ground or whatever. She never saw it, but something was to come out. The hargosha sroa deraisahi, right? The requirement for Hargosha is the right, as the Gemara says. You know, we had those cases, Lolam Dergisha, right? All those cases, right? So, the Lekal Missi Hargosha, as long as you can't attribute the Hargosha to something else, okay, that's a different point, all right? But, because the Gemara says, the Gemara on Nun Zayin, we just saw it, the Parach, Anim Tzalach Hazman, Peturim and Akorban, Eder Gisha by Peturim. Okay, because how do we know that we're talking on a deraisa level, all right? In other words, the Trumas Hadeshin is saying the woman should be anida, because Hargosha alone, she's anida, because it must be that some blood came out with it. Hargosha is enough, unless you attribute to something else. What's his proof? Because the Gemara Daftan Dalet, Daftan Zion, was talking about a chi of carbon, okay? A chi of carbon. Well, we're talking about, remember, right? Bol, be the Meshogi. A chi of carbon, then obviously we're doing something to deraisa. Okay, we're talking about a chi of carbon, and we're talking about the hargosha having a ramification on a deraisa level. So it comes out that hargosha is an indication that dam was present. Okay, in other words, right? And that's true as Hadesh is saying. Shu mitam here. Alan's far deraisa is the chi of that carbon. The kevim is far deraisa. He having kilamad dover versus deraisa. The filu bodka motzes Torah. Tameya, even if she checked herself later on and found that she was clean, we're going to be metamir, even though she had no dam, hargosha below dam, we assume there must have been some droplet of blood somewhere. In other words, bottom line, according to the Trumas Hadeshin, hargosha indicates that dam was present. Even if it's not present now, he did a bedika, nothing there, it indicates that dam was present at one time. And therefore, hargosha alone is metame, right? And really, if you put it together, interestingly enough, when we spoke about the Hargosha being a Sim and a Siba, comes out that it's really both. It's really both, according to this approach, right? In other words, it's a Raya. In other words, it is indicative of Rias Damnida, okay? And it proves that there was Dam. In other words, it's a Simon, that it was Damnida, and it's a Siba, that it's Mitame. Okay? In other words, according to the Trumas Hadeshin, to pull it together, it's kind of both. In other words, the Hargosha indicates that Dam is Dam Nida, which is a Siman, but it also indicates that it was Dam. It's a Siba. Right? Just to go back to Hakira. It's telling us that it was Dam Nida. It's a simon that it's dam nida, but it's also a siba that indicates that there was dam. We don't have hargosha. Every hargosha is indicative of there being dam. Okay, so that's the chumas habeshim. Now, then he goes on. However, in our case, the rest of the details are printed. You can read through the rest of the tshuva. In his particular case, remember, she did find something else. She found some kind of whitish or grayish moisture. The kolmokur he did not. Home until the chulta deloven ala aid. I mean that he was loven he there gesha. Okay, that in other words, his local case that he was dealing with in that tshuva, she found something else. So now, and it wasn't the right color, so maybe that's what caused our gosha. So again, I'm not so interested in that at the moment. You should read through it, okay? There were different types of liquids and moistures, and so maybe there we can be making. Even at the end, he's nervous about that too, okay? He's nervous about that also because maybe there was none there. But anyway, I don't want to go into that aspect. But bottom line of the Truman's Hadeshin, we're saying that our gosha, there is such a thing as our gosha below dam, which is metame, okay? However, there are those who disagree with it. The Radvaz, Chumas Radvaz, Chelek Alav, Simkuf, Mem, Tes, Source 11, he had the same shalom. Shalto, Isha, Shergisha, Bishas, Vesto, Borkas, Olamatza, Omosha, Motza, Loven, Avtaz, Imitmeya, Tahara. Basically the same question. She felt Hargosha, Shergisha, Bishas, Vesto, she had Hargosha, regular Hargosha, and but when she checked herself, there was no dam. Her grosha will no dam. Same question. And he writes, Tshuva, Dabar is that Timtzim of Ur, Lamar, Rabbi Yisrael Zal, that's the Tshuva's Hadesh, was named Rabbi Yisrael Israeline. So the Radvaz was after, quite a bit after the Tshuva's Hadesh, it's a couple of centuries. So the Radvaz is right, this was already dealt with in the Tshuva's Hadesh. But who Zal Hello? The Mlo Motza Klum Tmeya, the Hargosha Svar the Raisahi. Okay, I hate the lekker of misli hargosha means something else. It can't be told it's something else. So he quotes the tradition that she's too much. She didn't either hargosha without that. There must have been something. You let's skip a few lines down. Bani Omer kamekayim. That's a tremendous chumah. He writes kamekayim chumah zu over mishum nashi amet tirgishum beis tanugel. Sort of a phrase that you're putting away the woman from her being able to have pleasure and so on. Umivato. Mitzvah's owner. He said this is a tremendous chumra, okay, and your mevatel mitzvah hasn't right be together, okay? He says, and then what he pointed out, Eino Nochon Etzli Klal, all right? Says the Radvaz, he disagrees with Shmuel's Hadeshin strongly, and he said, if you take on this chumra, it's mevatel mitzvah owner. I, the Gemara, no, he says, a woman is only Temea when she targets Vitira. She needs to have a real dam and argosha, not just argosha. In other words, the idea of the argosha being a simon and a simon and so on, yeah, that's only when there's dam. That's only when she has dam. Maybe she finds dam later, but she finds dam. Okay? So from Vestas Daraisa, the kind of Vestas Daraisa, she's Tamara, but only if she saw dam later. Okay? But not now, she never found the dam. But Raz goes on and says that the only Tamea, if she has Argosha and sees Dam. All right? And he says, and even I, you want to assume that every time that there's Argosha, there was Dam, that would not be allowed enough to require bring a carbon. You're running risking Chulin Mazara. Right? You can't just bring an animal. He says, and he's so convinced that he said, Omer, Bani Omer, what did he say? I said, Targish Atiri, he says, and he quotes the Rambam. You have to have both. If you look at the next page, there's an interesting point. He says, V'chi tema, the omda daita devada tibus dam kachar lo yotza. Okay? And you want to tell me, yeah, but maybe a little drip did come out, tibus dam kachar, that's not such a big piece. But he says again, top of the next page, V'chi mi omda da, space on omda, what you think is right, tell me carbon, and it says Mishkun Azara. You can't make such an umdana. You're telling me, you know, you're playing a fire here. You can't just, assume that there was, just because you think that it came out and so on and so forth. All right? So he doesn't accept that. And, Avalagosha, fourth line there, Avalagosha below Dam, lo Omru Shiu Chayovin. And he thinks, the Rabbis think it's so obvious that there's no such thing as a hargosha below dam. You can't call that. A woman does not become any. I mean, it's a tremendous chiddush. A woman becomes an idiot without any dam. It's funny. She comes to the Rani Dam. Elamai, he assumes Hargosha tells there was Dam. That's how I explained it. Hargosha tells us there was Dam. But the Rabbi doesn't accept what it is. Hargosha tells us there was Dam. Hargosha doesn't do that. Okay? Hargosha, when there was Dam, he found Dam. Hargosha tells us Dam neither. Okay? But it doesn't, you can't tell if there was automatically Dam. All right? And, but the Radvaz is so convinced, look at the fourth line on the next page, 11. Rob Pshita's number, and Yom Shalom, Hoysa Kamarat Haran Lomer, Shargosh will adopt Havi Tmim Mato. He doesn't even believe that's what Shemot HaDesh meant. He said it's so far-fetched to make such a claim. He doesn't even believe that's what Shemot HaDesh meant. Okay? He says, I don't think it's what he meant. And a Kachaya Kamarasa came into Hargosh. All he means is that if you find Dom later and it was Hargosha earlier, so Hargosha tells that that time is when Dom started, not now when you first found it. That's what it means. Okay? But the Hargosha below, and he said, I don't like that either. Okay? Because that's a new Xeris, so to speak. But he said, the Hargosha below Dom low Gosha, that's for sure. Okay? So the Shemot HaDesh is pretty, I mean, the Radvaz is pretty emphatic in his rejection of the Shita of Shemot HaDesh. You see, he has great respect for him. And he says, I can't believe that's what he meant. Let's not be what he meant. And the last paragraph, 11, he says, Klal de Milsa, he brings her, you know, he says, if she had a Hargosha, Shalom B'Shaz Vesta, Yeshlochas Kolzman, Shalom Bodka, Avalin Bodka Atzmiyofa, Eno Choshesh is Klal. And then he says something at the end with a little tongue in cheek. Okay. Dailiv knows he saw the Achmiral Atzman, Shafil Rose Tibas Dam Kichardal. Okay, even a tiny drop of blood. Says the Radvaz, yeah, but there has to be a tiny drop of blood. That itself is a big chumer. Now you're going to have a bigger chumer, even though there was no blood? So that, you know, they only were machmer on Tipas Dam Tichargo. I'm below Tipas Dam, but what's here, Shechmir Klal? So that's the Radvaz, he rejects that. Respectfully, he rejects it. Okay? If a woman has Argosh at the time of Reveses, now, if a woman has Argosh at the time of Reveses, okay, then she can't have Tashmish. Okay, you're right. All right, but in any event, but she checks herself and she's clean, then she can have Tashmish. Because what's this? All right, so that's the Radvaz. The Ramah, it's interesting. If you take a look, the Ramah in the Dark Emosha Kotzer, there and you're there, and some Kufka Peches, quotes Gamma Shakosa Maharad at the Chosen Dargosha, the Raisa, and so on. Tzaruch Iyam. The whole discussion was you found Dam with Hargosha. Okay, that's when we talk about Hargosha the Raisa. She found Dam. Osha wants a Dam in Raglel. She found Dam in her. The case there with all the Tashmas. So she found Dam. Question is, what type of Dam? She found Dam. Avalavachi, lo masha sham the Tome, Gamarisa, the Echamina post, because she cost the Tamos of Hargosha below Rio Klal. I don't find anybody else, says the Ramah. Okay, I didn't find anybody else, says the Ramah, who says that we can metame her with a Hargosha without a Riyah, and therefore Lachain Dvarav Tzrichim Iyun. Tzrichim Sadesh is very sure. Okay, so the, if you hold Bestis Daraisa, okay, it's enough of a thing to say, the Ramah means that. It's enough of a chumer to say, or the reason, if we hold Vesh the Rice, we'll be choshish that there was Dam. But to say that there was Dam, with the Hargosha, that far we don't go. Okay. The thing is, that's what the Ramah says here. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Kuf Peches, Ramah, the Sif Aleph, quotes, it's in Kuf Tzadi. That's interesting. Because here he doesn't say in the Dark Emosha, he finds the Shemot HaDesh in Shver. Right? It sounds like in the Dark Emosha, the Ramah is rejecting the Shemot HaDesh. But in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, if a woman feels that her mocker open, she checks, didn't find anything. Okay, so take a look at Tzim Kuf Tzadi. What do you do then? I would expect that I want to say, the Regisha Shenofta Niftach Makor Bodka Miyad Alom Otsakom, and goodbye. Right? I mean, that's what he said in the Dark Emosha. He said, quoted Shemot HaDesh, he says, Trichem Iyun. It's very sure to say you can have Hargosha below Dam. It's not exactly what he presented in the Shulchan. He says, if she had a Hargosha below Dam, look in Simon Kuf Tzadi. So let's look in Simon Kuf Tzadi. See if I'll. Dvar Torah, Eino isha v'tama lo asu l'bayla et shetagish sheif tam v'sara. Okay. V'chacham goes to al kesef says v'guf v'gadera she also tmeo v'asu l'bayla afilu lo hergisha. V'afilu bod kom on satara. Tzvika has satara and so on and so forth and how we should become satara. Look at the end though. V'im hergisha she niftach mekar lo tzidam. U'bod ka achakach v'lo motza klom. Yesh misha omer shehi tmeo. That's the mechaber. The Yesh Misha Omer says the Mechaber Shitmeya. Again, the case, last our case, 10 to 14. The Mehergisha Shiniftach Makora, Lahotzi Dam, Ubodka Achacha, Volomotaklum, our case, our Gosh without Dam, Yesh Misha Omer Shitmeya. That's Chumas Hadashin, it's Machber. And the Ramo is not massing here. The Ramo in Kufpeche said, look over here. Based on what the Ramo wrote in the Dark Emotion 12, I would have expected to be massing. What do you mean? It's a Tzarch here. Doesn't say a word here. Okay, so maybe we are choshish. Okay, maybe we are choshish. With our gusha, even our dam is enough. It's hard to say what the Ramah's position is. So we're getting at. Okay, there are more here. Again, the Mechaber quotes it in effect. It's in Kuf Tzadi, which Ramah himself told us to look at. The Mechaber quotes Tumas Hadeshin, and the Ramah is not Masik. So his position, to me, it's a little unclear. Dark Moshe, he seems to reject the Tumas Hadeshin. Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't. All right, the Pesachei Tshuva, and it's basically from the fact that the Ramah is not arguing, it sounds like we are choshish, that if she had her gosha without dam. Now, it's interesting, the Pesachei Tshuva, in there in Simchut Tzadi, Tzikot and Dalin, is mechalak, what type of her gosha we're talking about. What type of gosha we're talking about. All right? He says, in Tzikot and Dalin, he writes, that's only the Hargosha that she mamish felt her uterus open. Then we can talk about the Chumah of the Tumas Hadeshin. She felt the uterus open, if she can, that's how she felt. Okay, so then we'll be Machmir the Tumas Hadeshin. But he says, Tumas Hadeshin, the Piskei Tshuva says, now, of the Hargosha she nizdazdui v'orea, if she just had the other type of Hargosha, she shook, she trembled, and then vodka below matzaklum, and then she was examined, didn't find anything. Then tahora. In other words, she didn't feel anything opening up. She just had symptoms normally associated with her period. She was shaking, trembling, whatever. Okay, and the Pesachei Tshuva says, then we're not choshish. We're not even choshish to Tumas Hadeshin. You hear what I'm saying? He limits when we apply the Tumas Hadeshin. Okay, that's what the Pesachei Tshuva says over here. And then the next says Vav, that was Sukkot Dalet. Sukkot Vav, in other words, we're not Machmir to say that there was a Hargosha, any type of Hargosha, only the Hargosha of Psichos Pia Bokr. Then we're Machmir. And Sukkot Vav, he's quoting the Chayyim, I think. He says again, just a moment. He goes weiter, okay? Because he does quote that not everyone agrees with that. He goes weiter and he says that according to some, even the Zdaz Zaguf, that's enough for the Chumrah. Okay? And he quotes the Chassam Sofer towards the end, who says, take a look, Ach Kosav, according to Chassam Sofer, the Davke Bahar Goshas Psichas Piyamokar owes Yezu Aguf. Okay? Which are all other types of movements, shame, Ar Goshas Gemuros, in the Torah. B'zeh yesh l'hachmer, afilu bodka b'ksonos, and so on, and found the claim. Avol, the last two lines, bargoshas, the zivas, never lach. That hargosha, afilu yehimne l'lagon l'bihuda, even if we'll be moded to the l'bihuda, that's normally hargosha, says Chassam Sofer, it's not hargosha for this purpose. Okay, even if we're moded to the l'bihuda, she hargosha the raisa, the kamoka l'hainu shimro, sadama yide hargosha kazu. That's only if she ultimately saw dam after this hargosha, the chayim of kares, avashia hargosha kazu, motzia mecheskes tara shalom, right? Ad shenomer she never eido she ain't a bother to be suffic to and zel omrino. We don't accept that so far. We don't go so far. All right, that's you can read through. That's the Pesachei Tshuva. But he says even those who say there are some who say that even shaking and trembling the body that's enough. Okay, but the subsequent quotes so far says, but if it's hargosha zivas davar lach, then it's only accompanied by dam. Now remember, some sofer did not really agree with the whole Lot of Yehuda to begin with. Several tshuvas we saw, so I printed it in 16. Chelkardes and Kuf Nun in the Chassam Sofer. He writes, Miu kol zeh b'argoshes p'yamoku chedoma. Okay, because we don't usually have those types of argoshes without even if you want to accept like the Rabbi Huda that Zivas Davalach is our Gosha, which I don't agree to begin with, but certainly if you call off a Hashi Rosa Dame the Argosha Guzukai Makaris, Taragish Mifsar, Mikarni, well, Mifsar, Shatagish Mifsar. But again, I don't agree with the whole premise of the Rabbi Huda, the whole limit of the Rabbi Huda, but still, even if you accept the Rabbi Huda, but it's only if this is real Dame, but not just that type of Argosha by itself. Okay? So that's basically a machokas, the translation of Radvaz. We see that the Mechaber is choshen, the translation are more interested in it, doesn't argue. And then there's some question of which type of argosha counts for this purpose or not. Last issue, okay, is let's say Shitaka had this argosha and didn't see Dam. Should Shitaka do a bnika? Does it mean anything? Does it have any status? So the Chai Odom and the Chochmas Odom, it's called Shar Beis Hashem Klal Kufid Gimel Oz Gimel 17. He writes, "B'chein Isha Shoyisam is Ateshes. She is sneezing or some other type of bodily signals and so on and so forth." Okay. V'lo Bodkatz. V'lo Achar Kach Motza Miksonas Kesam Cotton Pochs Mikvus Talina V'motzi Shoyu Merig Liam. She came there. Not really fun. Okay. Okay. Anira Lee, the Hu Adin, Nashim Sharogil Bamlicha Levana, Mugzoktis Biza, Afilo Hargashas, Zivas Dabalakula, Bok Tahora, Kash was Mugzekas Bekach, Urugila Bekach, Kalina Matsu. The Chachazana's point is, if a woman has certain types of Hargashas, whatever exactly they are, okay, sometimes, like I mentioned, sneezing. Sometimes a person sneezes so hard it causes discharge to the body below. You know, your whole body is convulsing or whatever. So, but the point that I want to bring out from the Chochmas Odom is that if this woman has hargoshes, and three times she checked and found nothing, okay, and she found, and she checked, you know, she felt some sort of a hargosha, so she checked, all right, based on this, whatever, trembling or sneezing, whatever it was. So she gets certain hargoshes, she checks and finds nothing, then after three times, she doesn't have to continue to check. Because she already established a chazaka that these types of emotions don't bring her into being anything. Yeah.
After three times of experiencing this situation.
Yeah, right. He says, that's what the Chayam seems to say. Right? He says, look at the last line. He says, but Kevin Shemuzek is Bekach, or Gil Bekach, Talina Mimotsev. Yeah, we told her that's where she is, and that's it. She has these conditions that have nothing to do with getting her period. Yeah.
But until then, she's going to be Tameh? First
two? Until the first two, it sounds like he at least be Choshesh, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The Moshe Feinstein, in that same chew, was Yerodei Chelik Dalat Simon Yud Zayin, Oz Tes. Noshim Sheregilos Lehargish Zivas Dabarloch. Ukshivodekes Motzos Maris Taurus. She usually feels a moisture whenever she checks, it comes out. So, Eilu Noshim, Shurigilus Agis, Ivas Dabalach, Yotzim Guvam, Ukishabokos, Motos Maris Torres, if you do a Zelahen, I they say, Shakol Hapam, Shurigisha, as a Maritor, every time she felt it, whatever Maris she showed her to her, Lo Shach, as a Dibru, Elekshi, Ivas Maris, she says, there's room to say that it happens three times, okay, but he says, I know. Kegon, Bayom of Alayla, Mishash of Odos, Mishash Mincho Kedome, okay, in the cold man of Chol Ofen Bodka, Mars Taurus. Moshe says, he's only willing to be Mako. You can't just check this three times and that's it. You said before, I checked three times, I had this Hargosha three times. No, he's having three times with different variables in play, okay? And after three different times, you know, three different times, three different variables, so then Takel established it, as I was talking about before. That's a motion. Okay, she's more than a gimel pun. But ain't no more el osos man rosofa. That's we done the same general time frame. Okay, so let's see. Okay. Just to end off.
What does it mean, a different oven?
A different
oven, oven acher.
He gives examples. Sometimes he checks at night, sometimes he checks, you know, different times a day. Okay.
That's man acher.
Yeah. Ofen acher, yeah, oh, yes, ofen, I'm sorry. I would say that, let's think together, the ofen acher. I guess another general circumstance, you see, it's right after she ate or something like that, you know, so along those lines. Okay. When she's at work, when she's not at work, it's not something along those lines. Okay. Now, what do we say? It's like a shul, right? Shul only works if you came back to the same avera, the same time, the same place, same, you know, you didn't do it, right? So here that applies to the other way. Now, just in terms of halacha lemaisa, there are some poskim today who say that the whole issue is moot. This whole question, hargasha v'lo dam, okay, and that the bedikas are not needed if she had such a hargasha. All right, that whole bedikas are not needed because today women wear underwear, okay, so or pads and so on. So she'll see the dam if it came from there. So we don't really have any possible case. In the Gemara, let's remember the original din of Shua, right? What was it again? Okay, but we saw someone says, no, that it's because the dam dripped onto the ground, right? That's when we lost it. Why? Not that she, we assume that the Hargosha indicated there was dam. Why don't we see the dam? Because it dripped onto the ground. I forgot who said that now. But that's what we quoted. The friend of the dam dripped onto the ground. But that wouldn't happen today. She wearing underpants, she wearing a pad. Okay, the dam's not going to drip down to the ground, she won't know about it. There's some post going to say today that all these medikas are not needed because they wear underwear. So the dam comes up to her and she'll see it there. So we don't really have a case today of a hargosh without dam. Okay? So that's what he says about that. Okay, and I think that, okay, I think we'll stop over here. I've got to what I want to get to. There's Hashem, as I said, tomorrow we'll do the issue of Pnuya, and I'll wrap it up. Okay, any questions? This is good. Okay, wish everybody a good day. Tomorrow again, we'll be back in Shiva at regular time. Okay.